The Indiana State Sycamores win in the CBI tournament today against USC Upstate 67-62. Our guest, Cooper Neese of the victorious Indiana State Sycamores. Cooper, first, just talk to me about the mood of the team. I don't think listening in on Luke Martin's broadcast, you guys feel like you played very well, but you got the win.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, you know, almost 2 weeks since we played a game, you know, you're trying, the first game is always the toughest, and you know, you don't want it to be that way, but, you know, 9 times, 10 times out of 10, it's just that case. So being able to find a way to fight it out and win a tough, hard physical game, you know, for the first game, I think just shows to go what we're here for. And we're here for business, and we're here to win a championship, you know, and nothing less. So
you guys got the game on the line. And, the, you know, of course, you want a freshman at the free throw line with the game on the line. And Robbie stepped up and knocked him down.
Absolutely. He's gotten better at that all year long, knocking them free throws down, especially in crucial times. And just shows to go again what he's done all season long. He did it again today. So,
talk to me about Kervasie McCauley. He was really the guy that was getting you guys going offensively today, 20 points. I think he had a double-double as well. Just talk about Voss.
Yeah, I mean, he brings that contagious energy, you know, every single game, whether he's making shots or not, and he's always cheering on his teammates. So, you know, when you have the normal average nights where he has like he did today, where he scores 20 and, you know, 10-plus rebounds, and he helps the team in every category, or if he scores 8 points, you know, and doesn't necessarily help as much, he's the same person, you know, cheering on his teammates, and he's been that same person all year long. So great to be able to have him, and great to be able to have him, you know, kind of lead us today and get it done today. So
23 wins for the Sycamores, tied for third most in program history. You've been there through these last 4 or 5 years. Just talk about what getting a postseason win like this means, first one in a long time for the Trees.
Yeah, it's huge, you know, never satisfied, you know, but we understand that it hasn't happened in a long time. So we're kind of taking advantage of it, enjoying it, trying to make sure that we get focused for our next game as well, too. But like you said, not since 2001. So it's been a while, and it's actually been a really fun journey. So
Cooped 7 points today. You go over 1,400 for your career. Can you even step back and look? I mean, you got more to play. You got 2, 3, 4 more games to play. But can you talk about just what it's been like there to be in Terre Haute these last 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, it's been special. It's been all about growth and all about opportunity for me, you know, and just one step of the way and trying to get better each and every single day. And, you know, opportunity grows with, you know, yourself, individual growth. So, you know, each and every day, just trying to be better and trying to take advantage of every opportunity that I get, you know, and obviously at the end of the day, you know, make sure we come out with W's, more W's than L's. So that's been kind of the journey here in Indiana State, a lot of ups, a lot of downs, but, you know, just being able to enjoy something like this, you know, this is something that I put a lot of time in and work in to be able to have a postseason win. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not at the level that we probably all would have wanted 2 weeks ago, but we know what we're out here fighting for. So
you guys get a big win today. And, you know, earlier in the season, this team had some technical foul problems. And I don't know if you've been paying attention to the NCAA tournament, but there's been some craziness the last couple of days. I think a couple of Xavier players got into it with each other. Penny Hardaway was throwing his water bottle at somebody yesterday. Can you just talk about the longness of a season and how it can be real wear and tear on players and their emotions?
Yeah, there's adversity, you know, from day one to, you know, day 190 or 200 days, you know, into your season. So each and every single day, you just got to be able to, like I said, grow and learn from your mistakes. And you want to be able to learn. You learn way more than you do from a win, for sure. You learn in a loss more than you do in a win. So, you know, we've kind of taken advantage of those bumps in the road. And, you know, it's got us to where we're at, you know. And, you know, the technical foul issue, you know, it's easier for me, because obviously I'm a little biased being from Indiana State. But to sit there and say that we've been in the wrong on every technical foul is also false too. We've got guys who have, you know, fire. They just love the game so much, and their passion and their fire for it just brings out that emotion in them. And sometimes that emotion is not the word you want to say. And sometimes that emotion, you know, maybe a ref just doesn't take the right way or doesn't agree with it. So, you know, the majority of the part, just being able to stick together, keep each other level headed, and understand that we're here for one goal and one goal only. That's not to showboat. It's not to embarrass our team or our opponent, but it's to come out here and win every single day we can.
I was listening to Luke Martin's broadcast of the game, and game on the line, and USC Upstate had the ball, and Cam Henry strips the ball away, ends up setting up that situation for Robbie to hit the free throws. Henry's just a winner, isn't he? He just makes winning plays.
Yeah, absolutely. He he's the one player that I've played with. You know, it's been a long time since I played a player like him that actually affects every part of the game. You know, he's one of our top two defenders. He's our top three scorer. He's probably one of our best rebounders, and he's our best pass assist guy. So he affects every category in the game, and he does other stuff that doesn't show on the stat sheet as well too. So when you look at those things and you look at him, you got to be able to understand that he brings value to a team, you know, more than really anybody I've played around with. And he's been that every single day. And, you know, some days it's not his best day, so where he feels like he's not contributing as much. But when he does the little things like he does today, he doesn't have to score 20 points. He can score 5 points and help us win by 30 because he does all those little things.
Of course, today he did get 19. So, yeah, he does it all. You're totally right. Before I let you go, you guys don't play till Monday. You going to get back to the beach? I think I saw some pictures of people heading to the beach while you guys have been down there.
Yeah, we'll definitely get down there. I think the weather's about to turn a little bit, so we're going to take advantage of today and get rest tomorrow and get ready for Monday.
Super excited for you guys. Congratulations on win number 23, first postseason win in 22 years. Now you have 1,400 career points. Really happy for you guys. Keep it going.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Appreciate you having me.
Cooper Neese of the victorious Indiana State Sycamores joins us today. We wish them the best. They play again on Monday. Cooper, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Aaron. You have a great one.
All right.